Hello everyone, welcome to the Natcast podcast. It's me, Jenny. How are you guys? It's been a lot of things ahead of us that has happened for the past few years and months, and together we're still here. And it's been 2 years, I think, when I started this podcast, and you're still with me, still listening to a lot of stories or a lot of things that have been in my mind or I have experienced for the past few years. And I apologized for a lot of things, and it included my mislaps, my overcomings, or shortcomings, rather, in making a podcast or making this podcast as engaging as possible. Well, today I'm no longer a mere student, like what I've told you before. I was a mere student before. Whenever I tell you everything all about me, whenever I tell you something about a podcast or any episode there is, I've always told you that I'm still a student, and nothing has changed ever since then. I was a student and I was studying, you know, at school, trying to make my way out to progress every single day. But the only thing that is similar to them is I do still find time to study. I still have the courage to obtain knowledge, not by just studying alone, studying postgraduate studies or master's degrees or anything, but in our daily aspirations, our daily life, you always encounter a lot of new things, new beginnings, and it's a lot to consider, okay? There's a lot in mind, there's a lot to take into consideration, and it's kind of hard to manage them as a young adult because it's a different generation with a different type of expectation or expectations coming from other people or those who surround you, especially your family, and it gets a lot harder than it may seem. The pressure is on, as they say. Well, as we start this new chapter of our lives, I would like you to tune in for this episode. I hope that you like it, because I don't know if my audiences are all studying, but I always look at my analytics and I always see a lot of teenagers out there. Kudos to all teenagers who are listening to my podcasts. I hope that you're learning something by my podcasts every day. It's kind of hard to make podcasts, especially for the Gen Z today, because, you know, we have our different opinions, our different minds, our cultures and such, but I know that it's a kind one, it's a nice one, and you are open to any other ideas. That's what I like about this generation. But of course there are other things that, you know, you can say balanced or balancedly may be a good one, maybe a bad one or such. And to the adult ones, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You know, I think you have a lot of comments, suggestions, and everything in mind, or maybe you can relate to some of the things that I've said before to you, but thank you so much for engaging to this channel. I'm just a mere podcaster. I'm not a well-known podcaster, but if I'm given a chance to make my podcast known in the world, why not? I mean, to help other people is such a nice gesture, it's a nice thing to offer, because think about all of the people who can't or who are not able to express themselves freely. Yes, they can express themselves, but only through texts, chats, or when they talk to themselves alone. But listening to other people's testaments or testimonies about everything that is happening in their lives and the way they see it fit or the way that they see it merging into their own experiences, they can gain insights, they can gain experiences, they can compare, they can find the opposite, and so on and so forth. It's just a matter of how these people are going to utilize these things around us in order for them to create their own world, in order for them to start their own world. Okay, but the thing is, today we're not just going to talk about how those people have or how those people gain inspiration from these types of platforms, but all in all, as I've said earlier, it's a new beginning. You've just graduated from college. To those who are new graduates or newly graduates, maybe in elementary, if they have an audience from the elementary, or high school, middle school, or even college, or those who just got out from their old jobs, or those who are seeking for new jobs that have graduated years ago or that have graduated recently, I'm sure as hell that you have a lot of things in mind right now. And me too. I mean, I felt empty before we've graduated, to be honest, because I've never expected my college life to be this, you know, jumbled and a really subtle but a roller coaster ride. When I was in first year, I thought that my college life would be different from my high school one. I thought it would be a lot more fun, but yes, it was a lot more fun, but it was a lot more stressful than it may seem. To those people who haven't experienced these things, I hope that you can be considerate, maybe, or you can relate or realize or have a realization or reflect to these things that maybe not only me is talking about, maybe other people too. I've always been a procrastinator about everything that I've did. I mean, that I, you know, that I did before. I was like, what the hell is this? Is this a new activity? Is this a new performance task? They're giving us all of these things thrice, quadruple times, not only in a day, but in a minute or in an hour. And they expect you to finish these things within the day. And it's so exhausting. I've always said that back when I was in first year, up to third year, even in fourth year of my college career. Because back when we were in first year of college, it was back in 2019, and you know, the pandemic just started. And we were about to end our first year semester, or the first semester, when a sudden news hit us that we had to do the lockdown zone in our school. So I said to my friend, oh yeah, we'll just do this next week. We'll just do this some other time. And that's when I realized after that week that, oh God, we're no longer seeing each other personally. We can't see each other personally or in a face-to-face manner. We won't see each other personally I've always said that. I mean, I repeated it over and over again, and I regretted the chance to do that thing that time. I said to myself, oh, I am the awful, I am the worst person in the world. How could I have done this? I should have done this that day, that time. I was regretting it. Because that's when friendship started, or friendship starts to bloom, okay? Because it's a new one. It's far from the high school one. And then the pandemic happened, and we all went virtually. Everything changed. At first, it was so hard adjusting to the learning style of the schools that we went to. Up until now, that we already had our face-to-face classes back in my fourth year, and everything has changed. Those people that you knew before suddenly became strangers to you. That is the type of opposite or different thing that happened to me. And the key word there is adjusting. How are you able to adjust yourself to those kinds of situations? Because as I've said, when I was in first year, I was friends with some people, and then when I was in fourth year, it was like they're strangers to me. Especially when we became busy, so busy to the point that we're no longer friends with each other, or that we're no longer like classmates to each other. I mean, some of us, we became strangers. Like, there's this scenario that I remember when I was in second year of college, or my sophomore year. This person asked me a lot of things. We've talked a lot of things. I mean, all of the things. We've almost became best friends. Like, when you look at our chat box on Messenger, you will maybe somehow think that we're friends or we're close friends. And then I was really baffled, you know, when I was in fourth year, because the first day of fourth year, I remember this, she looked at me like I was a total stranger, like, huh? What the hell is happening? I was just asking myself that, because yesterday we were this, we were that, we were so close, we were like this, we were like that, and then back to the reality. Oh God, was I played, or was I a fool to believe that we were close, or they were just gathering information from me, or what? But there are those people who became so constant when we were first year, or back when we were first year, up until when we were fourth year. Their attitude is the same. They are friendly. They treat you as one of them. They treat you as a friend. And you have to accept that. You have to accept that those people whom you have met when you were on that stage or in that stage will change, and those people that you've known for a long time may or may not change too. That's reality, and you have just to know, or you just have to be knowledgeable enough how to adjust. And how is this so relevant today? As you can see, the world is changing around us. A lot of people have graduated from batch 2023, 2022, and so on and so forth. Congratulations to all of you, to all of us, rather. And things aren't the same way as we viewed them before. As per my personal experience, I was really, really, I don't know, not really traumatized. Like, I just feel like those things that I've thought that would be in the center of my career and those things that I've established on my mind would be changed. You've set a goal to do this after graduation, and then suddenly it all changed because you had to adjust. Adjusting may be a good thing. It may be also corresponds to, or it may also correspond to a bad thing. Adjusting can be constant. Adjusting can be not. It can be constant to the point that when you adjust it for this hour, it will continue to do so, or to be one. And then when you adjust for some things too, sometimes they wouldn't go your way. In everything that we do, we have to adjust. In everything that we try to put ourselves into, we have to adjust. Adjust for situations that may take a fall upon us, or adjust in situations that will make us the star of the show. It's different. It is somewhat different. And what you will learn from this day forward that you adjusted is that you have to move on. You have to carry on. One thing that I remember from our graduation commencement exercises back in August 1, 2023, was that the speaker was telling us to persevere. And persevering is one of the things that you can give to yourself justice for. Because if you persevered, no matter what the trees may give you, a numbing stacks of wood, of leaves that will pile up into your head and make you drown out of misery in life, when you persevere, you are able to become the better version of yourself, or maybe the best. And you're able to take those challenges along the way, or those problems along the way, head on. And as per my fellow graduate students of batch 2023, I want you to take this opportunity to reflect on everything that you've done for the past few years. Or maybe for the past years, because they weren't few to me too. It was like a lifelong, a lifelong learning and a lifelong journey. You have to reflect on what you wanted to be, on what you've wanted to do in the first place. And if ever that you've landed that job that you've wanted, good for you. And if not, if you're still trying to tiptoe and find footsteps on your dreams, carry on. You have to adjust, maybe in a bigger pace or not. But these adjustments that we have are mere adjustments that will help us to carry on, to move on. Without these adjustments, maybe, just maybe, we're lost. I'm not saying this just because I've already found a job or whatever, but I haven't. And I have to adjust to the environment around me, because I know that it is not always in my favor. Agree or not, right? Agreed or not, it's not always in our favor. The fate is not always in our favor, no matter how we put ourselves into it. No matter how much we try to let things be in our favor, sometimes, or most of the time, we don't have that kind of entitlement. Because that's life. That's a normal one. And to those youngsters out there who believes that one day they can attain anything in the world, just dream big. Just dream big. I mean, if you dream, dream big. It's like a lifeless soul. If you don't dream big, it's like you're just dreaming for a candy on the top of your head where you can have a whole candy factory tomorrow. You know what I mean? And of course, I know that everything that I've said is somewhat true. That's the reality of life. Dream big, youngsters. This is not a challenge for you, but this is just to open your eyes into the world that, in the reality, whatever you do, you always have to make simple adjustments. You always have to take everything that would suffice for the moment. And when all is clear and when all is able to be, go for it. And every opportunities that life may give you, always grab it. Especially if you see it fit to what you need and what you want. Because most importantly, it is yours. God will not allow it if he doesn't think that you can do it. Thank you so much for listening to the Nightcast podcast. This is just me for tonight. Jenny, thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope that I can see you next time, or I can talk to you again next time, rather. Thank you so much for always listening. Please subscribe on my Spotify accounts, the Nightcast podcast by Jenny, or the Nightcast podcast from the platforms of Google, Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, or Spotify Music, or Spotify for podcasters, or whatever that is. Just subscribe, please, and I hope that you've learned something today. Thank you so much. Bye.